Today from the Ohio Newsroom, a rural fire department using AI.
Support for the Ohio Newsroom comes from Cerity Partners. Cerity Partners' Cleveland-based wealth management practice is a neighbor offering objective advice with national strength and resources. Information available at CerityPartners.com/NPR. And from CASA. CASA volunteers are everyday Ohioans who advocate for thousands of children experiencing abuse or neglect, giving them a voice in court. Learn more at OhioCASA.org.
This week, the Ohio Newsroom is looking at the impact of artificial intelligence on the state. I'm Erin Gottsacker. The Malta and McConnellsville Fire Department in Southeast Ohio serves an area so rural, the closest trauma center is at least an hour's drive from their coverage area. That makes the work of paramedics and first responders there all the more important. Josh Tilton knows this firsthand. A paramedic and EMS instructor himself, he's now defending his thesis for a doctorate in artificial intelligence. Last year, he worked with the Malta and McConnellsville Fire Department to roll out an AI system in an effort to improve patient outcomes there. Hey, Josh.
Hey, how's it going, Erin?
Good, thank you. So the system you rolled out sounds pretty technical. It's called Artificial Intelligence Quality Assurance. Can you walk us through how it works?
What we basically do is we take the run data from the electronic patient care reporting, and then we wash it of all protected health information, and then put those variables into a closed machine learning system that really kind of highlights on an individual level down to the practitioner where we can be better. And then from there, issues them continuing education within those identified sectors. So they're constantly getting better every time they go out on a run.
Got it. So the Malta and McConnellsville Fire Department spent the last year testing the system out. How did it go?
I know beyond a measure of a doubt that it helped patients. So we were lucky enough to see care that was already amazing get better across the board.
Can you give us a specific example of a situation where it helped?
Very early on, it identified that chest pain was actually an area that we needed to address. And as a paramedic myself for 20 plus years, I didn't believe the data. So I ran the modeling again and again and again. And probably about, I'd say, the fourth or fifth time that it told me, no, this is really the area that you need to concentrate on. We started to dig in and do a lot of very targeted training. And then we saw direct results of that. We had atypical MI presentations that were caught early that normally wouldn't be the traditional, my chest hurts, it feels like someone is sitting on my chest. This was things like back pain, shoulder pain, stomach pain that we would view atypically as not cardiac related. But because we had had such an intensive focus on cardiac trainings, we saw a very, very large spike in treatment. We were able to capture those atypical MIs and direct them to cath labs early.
Wow. What are the limits of this technology? Was there anything you found lacking?
To be honest with you, Erin, the biggest limitation is going to be budgetary constraints. You know, I'm a paramedic, I'm an EMS instructor that's paying out of pocket to run the machine learning models as a doctoral student. And so the limitation there was really how much processing power I could afford myself. But when we start to look at the government agencies and getting those line items in, closed machine learning models, it does unfortunately take money to operate.
Do you think the system is worth it?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's undeniable. Just the predictive modeling that we had alone out of those neural networks showed anywhere between a 40 and a 60% increase in patient outcome of specific disease etiology. So I don't know how anyone can afford to not do something like this, especially in this day and age when this is all readily available.
That was Josh Tilton talking about an AI system he developed to help emergency services better serve their patients. That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.